You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Noah Abelson-Gertler, the CEO of ShareRoot, a user-generated content legal rights management firm. Mr. Abelson-Gertler, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me and the company.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, tell us about ShareRoot and the new platform Media Consent that you're launching.
Yeah, for sure. So ShareRoot has been a company in the marketing tech space for a little over 5 years now. We went public on the Australian Stock Exchange about 2.5 years ago as a route towards accessing funds in a way that didn't subject us to VC funding and the whims of a VC firm. Being public has been, you know, a ride of its own and definitely beneficial, also with access to the greater Asia area. And over the last year or so, we have been shifting our focus, again, a company in the marketing tech space. We've been shifting our focus slowly away from the user-generated content platform that you mentioned and that focus on UGC, which we've been doing for about 4 years now. And so the UGC platform, just to give a little background and history, is a platform that enables brands like Costco and UCLA to search for people's photos and videos that people take on their phones and then post online. And so the platform enables a company to search for those photos and videos and actually request legal licensing and access to the photos and videos that they want to use in their marketing efforts. So over the last year or so, based on both the trends of how consumers have been responding to the user-generated content request by brands, in addition to the changing legislations, so laws throughout the world, we have started, in the background initially, working on a platform called Media Consent. Now, Media Consent is just in its launch phase right now, which we can go into if interested. And essentially what Media Consent does is it puts the control over consumer data and privacy into the hands of the consumer. The way that it does this is it's essentially a preference dashboard or a consent management dashboard that enables you or I as a consumer to say, and I'll use Costco as an example, my favorite example to use, hey, Costco, you know, I like you a lot as a brand. You can store my first name, my last name, my date of birth, and you can even have access to my geolocation data so that you can track where I am when I'm in a store. You can see what aisles I'm walking down, where I'm spending time, and get an idea of what products I'm interested in. But Costco, all of that being said, I do not want you to be able to store my address. I do not want you to be able to store my marital status or how many kids I have. So the platform enables consumers to do just that, right? So take control into their hands. Now, for companies, one question that is probably begging in your mind is, why would a company ever put a platform like this into the hands of a consumer? And the answer is pretty specific or pretty easy to understand, which is the laws are changing rapidly throughout the world, and the laws are mandating that brands need to give the control back to the consumers over their data. So as I mentioned before, massive changing laws throughout the world, and that is the reasoning behind Media Consent being a platform that brands themselves need in order to be compliant. One last note is the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, is the biggest, most well-known law regulation. So if anybody listening to this podcast will know of any laws, it will be the GDPR. GDPR went into place on May 25th. It is the catalyst change throughout the world. Right now, it covers all European Union citizens. And what the GDPR does is it mandates that consumers get control over their data and privacy completely. And for a company and a brand, if they are found to be not compliant, the penalties are 4% of global annual revenue, not profit, but revenue, essentially crippling sanctions or crippling penalties for not being compliant, not giving control to the consumers.
And so, Noah, why is the protection of consumer data and privacy so important for businesses to prioritize?
Yeah, for sure. So it's I would say it's just directly tied into the first and most important point is directly tied into those penalties, right? If you're not compliant as a company, you're subjected to, again, 4% of your gross annual revenue being pulled away and stripped away from you. And the lawsuits have already started piling up post May 25th. So this is not a joke and it's real.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about that. What were some of the greatest misconceptions businesses had around the formalization of the GDPR, and how will the GDPR in fact valuably benefit brands and businesses?
Yeah, so it's a good question. And I would say that this kind of that sort of leads into what the second value proposition is for brands when it comes to protecting consumer data and privacy. So in that statement, what I mean is there's actually value in doing so for companies. So you asked about one of the greatest misconceptions and behind the formalization of the GDPR. I would say one of those, or probably the biggest one, is that brands felt like marketing may be over and done with once the GDPR was rolled out, right? We can't collect any data or any information. How are we going to market to consumers? And the reality is that the GDPR brings value to brands and companies and their marketing efforts. And I'll touch on our experience with our user-generated content platform to kind of highlight this and be able to paint a picture. With our UGC platform, companies ask consumers if the consumers are comfortable sharing their photo or video with that company in order for that company to use that photo or video in their marketing efforts. So for instance, if I was to say, let's just stay with Costco, yeah, Costco, you can use this photo of me and my two buddies, you know, shopping at a Costco store. Costco may use that photo on a billboard, or Costco may use that photo in a TV spot, or Costco may post that photo to their Instagram handle, which has, you know, a few million followers. So as a consumer, the benefit to me would be, hey, I like Costco and they're engaging with me. And the second is, hey, I might end up being famous, or my photo can end up on a billboard and that means something to me, right? What we found through this platform and what we've learned is roughly 50% of consumers will take the 3 to 5 minutes out of their day to go through the process to sign a legal licensing contract over to a Costco or another brand saying, yeah, you can use my photo or video in your marketing efforts. Keep in mind that the consumers do that for no discount in exchange, no free product, no money back, nothing. And furthermore, for the brands with the strongest brand affinity or relationship with their consumers, you have conversion rates up at above 70%. Costco is an example of that. Or UCLA above 80%. So what that goes to show you, and what we've learned through our UGC platform, is when brands do and take just a little bit of effort to give control to consumers over how they engage with companies, consumers respond really, really well, especially if those brands have a good relationship with their consumers. So back to your question about the value and benefit that the GDPR brings. The GDPR is forcing brands to check in with their clients, build a more equitable relationship, and ask their clients, consumers, and fans how they want to be engaged. What will be surprising for brands is how positively their fans and followers and customers respond to that question. So that will be the main way that the GDPR is beneficial for businesses.
And some great information there. Thanks so much. Today we're joined by Mr. Noah Abelson-Gertler, the CEO of ShareRoot, a user-generated content legal rights management firm, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Noah, how do you see the consumer privacy landscape evolving even further in the years to come?
Yeah, so probably the biggest changes are going to be just levels of awareness, right? So right now what you're finding is companies are still scrambling, and they will be for a while, to figure out how to be GDPR compliant. And on the consumer side, what we've been seeing over the last 6 months especially is a lot of data breaches, a lot of privacy scandals that have come up. The Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal is probably the most well-known, but there have been a ton of other ones throughout the world and both nationally in the U.S. You have Equifax and a handful of other ones. And these data and privacy scandals are popping up more and more, but there's a lot more awareness to be had on behalf of the consumers. So while more privacy scandals will happen, more consumers will become aware of the fact that, hey, there's a lot of personal data out there, and we don't know what companies and brands are doing with that data. But the next step of awareness is for consumers to get an idea of, what can I do to actually get control over my data and privacy? What can I do to ensure that I actually know what data is being collected by companies and brands? So this will take time. So again, to answer that question, the awareness on both the side of companies, how do we be compliant? How do we engage with consumers in a meaningful way? And on the other side, for the consumers, what do these scandals mean? How do I get control over my data, and how much of my privacy and data is being infringed upon?
Certainly important information to consider. Now, it feels as if there is a new data breach or breach of integrity every week on the news. Do you envision the prevalence lessening in the years to come because of tighter regulations, or is that a utopian view on that?
Yeah, so I would say it ties to the question you just asked me before. The prevalence of these scandals will decrease once companies tighten up their practices and are more respectful of consumers. Now, on the other hand, what will drive more of these scandals and breaches is consumers realizing their rights. Because if our rights as consumers have been infringed upon, but we don't know about it, how are we going to speak up? We have no reason to speak up. There's no impetus. There's no drive. But if we know about our rights and how our data and privacy should be handled, well, then we're more likely to speak up. So the prevalence of these breaches and issues will decrease over time. In the near future, my estimation is, and our estimation as a company is, no, we will not see a decrease in those number of breaches. They will continue being around. They may not get as much press as Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, because that was really has been the hot thing at the right time. But the breaches will continue. As companies become more aware and more compliant, they will decrease in number. So I'd peg it out for a few years, we'll start seeing decreases. But for the next 6 to 12 months, there's still going to be a significant amount of breaches and issues that come up.
Lastly, Noah, for businesses looking to take a more proactive and healthy interest in the topic of consumer data protection, do you have any tips for where they should begin?
Yes, I do, and I am decently biased on the subject. Our media consent platform, I would say, is a big solution for companies and brands looking to be compliant. The media consent platform is the solution for customer identity and access management, which is probably or undoubtedly the number one most on fire issues for companies. Customer identity and access management defines the way that they collect information and how they store it on consumers. So this is a practice that's been happening for a while now, right, where companies are collecting data on us and storing that data. And because of the emergence of the GDPR, companies need to completely revamp the way that they're doing both, collecting and storing that data. So what we solve with the customer identity and access management system within media consent is we help companies get consent and preferences from consumers in a compliant way. through giving control to the consumers to say, you know, that example I mentioned about Costco, hey, you can store X, Y, and Z, but you can't store these other data points that I have or information that I have. You empower the consumers. You give them confidence to engage with you. And as a company, you become compliant. So our website, mediaconsent.com, you can go, you can learn a little bit more about the platform, both as a consumer, start testing out, taking control in your own hands of your data and privacy. And for companies, testing out gathering preferences and consent from consumers in a compliant manner. Additionally, and outside of ShareRoot, so that I'm not just plugging media consent, if you do a search for GDPR or GDPR tools, both for companies and consumers, just a simple Google search, you'll be able to find resources that are out there for you. So maybe cookie and privacy policy tools for companies that you can easily install, or for consumers, ways that you can start learning about your rights under the GDPR.
Well, certainly some tremendous information here today, and I really appreciate your taking the time to be with us here to share your expertise on the topic. Where can listeners get all the details on ShareRoot, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Definitely. It is mediaconsent.com to learn more about the Media Consent platform, both for consumers and brands. So media, M-E-D-I-A, consent, C-O-N-S-E-N-T.com.
Good enough. Again, Noah, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Noah Abelson-Gertler, the CEO of ShareRoot, a user-generated content legal rights management firm. And for all the details, simply visit mediaconsent.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.